Bainanus. So we were learning about paying attention to what we have, paying attention trees around us, pay attention to our body. As we said, if you really pay attention to the brachos you make, you will automatically be paying attention to these things. Vada Hamishi. Until now we were discussing things that you could see with your eyes, you could feel, you could pay attention, listen. There are other things that one could pay attention to, but you won't see them, you won't hear them, you won't smell them. As the Ramban says, we're not allowed, we have an aveir to forget Har Sinai. Mayim Har Sinai. Yira inenu libenu shem kol hayomim. There's a chiyuv according to the Ramban, remind yourself of the Ma'amar of Har Sinai. Now, obviously, there's no way of looking at Har Sinai as an event of Matan Torah. It is recommended, if you want to picture it, to read the Torah and see what it describes. There's a tremendous fire shooting up from the mountains, a lot of smoke, trumpets, and then the Kol Hashem that came out of the mountain. The Sunday person should also be mizbeinen, that he should actually try to picture it in his mind as if he's standing under Har Sinai. So this is something that we cannot physically feel, see, or hear. We have to use our koyach hadimyon, imagination. Imagination is a tool that Hashem gave us. Fortunately, under most circumstances, the Yetzer Hara is the one who takes advantage of that koyach. We imagine that if we do this, we'll be famous, we'll be wealthy, we'll be happy. That's the imagination behind most of the people that are sitting in jail right now. They thought they're going to have a great life by doing what they're doing. And it didn't work out. I saw somebody bring a story from some Rebbe. He had a gaba that needed new shoes. And the Rebbe felt bad for him, so he went around raising money for the shoes. And he put it on his side. And before he had a chance to give it to the gaba stole the money to buy himself shoes. So, a good muscle. He meant to say that, I was collecting the money for you to have shoes. Why'd you steal it? So basically, Hashem gives us whatever we need. And everything can be done better. Why could this? Yeah, but that's a imagination, fantasy world. I must have this. So the Goyim says that the first cause of Aveira is the Yetzer Hara convinced the person that you must have it. You can't live without it. And the example of that in the first form of the Yetzer Hara was the Nochash. The Nochash said, "Avki Omer Lekim Ikor Yetzer Agan Lo Yitzuchel." The first time the Yetzer Hara is, Hashem told you cannot eat anything. He wants you to starve to death, and therefore eat from the Tzadas. So Chava was smart enough to answer, what are you talking about? We could eat from all the fruit trees except for this one. But that's the way it goes. When the Yetzer hits you by something, I have to do that. Life won't be the same without it. So the person is nichshel, and then he feels terrible that he could have managed very well without it. That's a great Yetzer. That's a great, the bad dimyon. But if Hashem gives a great dimyon, it's not only for bad things to overcome, but it also can be used positively. So this is one example of being mitzayer in our minds, a mental picture of some certain events to bring them down to earth. So he says, we mentioned this in the past, the Rav that was teaching this king of Khuzar by Yiddish guy, he said that a tzaddik is like a Moishel, that somebody has control over a country and he knows all the different places in the country and he takes advantage of them to benefit the needs of the country. So he says that we also have all kinds of places within us. We're like every person is like a whole country, different forces within you, and make sure you channel each force for the right use. So he says, Umitzave, Umidame, Lahamsiloi, Hadura Shabitsuis, Animsois, Esel, Ezel, Dikorin. He says that this person who's in charge of himself uses his koyach of imagination to make a mental picture of certain events that happened in the past, like Ma'amar Har Sinai, or Avraham Yitzchak Bad Akedah, or the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Seder Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Today you put these things on yourself and you can see the whole Beis HaMikdash in action. So maybe it helps you. Yeah, 3D. 3D Beis HaMikdash. Stand on the mizbeach and fall off of it. Yeah, I just think you're going to fall off of it. Yeah. But, okay, since our koyach hadimyon is weak for good things, so it helps. But, yeah. So You can, and the Gedolei Valley Moshe did this. Yidua, Chavka Levenstein. He's imagine exactly Maimon Har Sinai, and the Mashkiach maybe. I think he's going to bring it, but he said, they heard him one time, oh, such a fire. Well, I remember I was once in New York and the whole parking building was on fire. No, even bigger than that. Basically, imagining the fire coming out of Har Sinai, Matan Torah, or imagining going out of Mitzrayim, stomping out of Egypt. The component of that is a koyach that we have and we should use it for proper things. A person can make salat and tmuna chayim from, and it's a ikar gadol b'emunah, because the more we make things realistic in our minds, the more it affects us. And that's why there is an inyan to try to imagine how it looked. There's some artist that years ago, 20, 30 years ago, came with these nice pictures of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, much more real than the old-fashioned ones. There wasn't like two people standing over there, and you could see like 2 million people standing in tremendous fire. It helps. Yeah. So it's better that you do it yourself, because something you do yourself is something more connected to you. Yiddish God is all about making something connected to us. Haskes, Ushma Yisrael. Haskes means make a mental picture, Ushma, and then pay attention to what you made, and then you will listen to the call of Hashem. Because, like we were saying, the basis of our religion is the fact that we had that event of Matan Torah that Hashem spoke to 2 million people. One time in history that happened, and it was given from generation to generation. The more we make it real, the more we live with that reality. The person is supposed to feel, reenact what happened by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Same idea. It's just something, do something live. Yeah. Beis HaMikdash, imagining the great Beis HaMikdash, the Kabbonis that were brought over there, we say Yom Kippur. So, he's saying, Lamaisa, the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah, Loisa say, to forget Ha'ivan Har Sinai, and we have to have some mental picture of it, so some activity for you to work on. You can work together by yourself, or with your wife, or your family. Try to form a picture of that, and think about it once a day. You a neinu livenu sham kol hayomim will be connected to that metzias. In other words, part of the reason why we're not more devoted for Limud HaTorah and other things is because we don't enough appreciate this is a reality. This is a gift that Hashem gave especially to Klal Yisrael. It's a nice thing. If we have a mental picture of how one time in history Hashem chose one nation. And he revealed himself with Anuich Hashem Elikecha. We heard a voice coming out of the Shemayim, that Yisicha Meretz Yisrael. He chose us from all the nations of the world to be his Avodim. And that's our greatness, the fact that we have a connection with Hashem. So we have that picture, it reinforces what we believe in to make it more real. The more real it is, the more we're going to be able to direct ourselves to take advantage of it. The problem is we get involved in our day-to-day chores and responsibilities and everything else. And we forget that we're really something special. We're the Hashem's chosen nation. We're the nation that received the Torah. It's a mikdos. And my siddur brings a medrash. I didn't find it yet, but I didn't look for it enough. It says that in the time of Dor HaMelech, when they went to war, a lot of the soldiers died. It says because they were not mevakish enough for the Beis HaMikdos. Chiddush. Yeah, there's the other ones about Shavuot. This is... It says, Alachas Kama Kama, after the Chul Beit HaMikdash, how important it is for us to vakish for the building of Beit HaMikdash. And that's why every tefillah we have the Yerushalayim Ircho, Achim Toshu, Emel Dovid, Sechel Zaneinenu, Oshir Zavoyiz V'Yisecho. It says the brachas for the building of Beit HaMikdash. And Beit HaMikdash we have of Mei Yerushalayim. So whenever we daven, we eat, we or Michya, also we say in Yerushalayim. It's interesting that it connects it to a shmira for the soldiers from at times of war. Yeah, that's an important thing. Like I said, it's nice with the whole time. Person came to him for bracha panosa. Panosa, very good. And he said, well, I want well, Kodesh Baruch Hu, his house is burnt down right now. So Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a matzah, if you want to be in a better matzah than Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or the whole time had such a comment of the Chofetz Chaim comes from the fact that he was living with his mental picture of the glory that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in this world, and the fact that it's not here now. He felt the tsar of the Shechina. And when building up his house, getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, making ourselves more kahua and putzlar, or in Eretz Yisrael, without the Beis HaMikdash, we have to feel that we're lacking tremendous amounts. It's also important, it's not what we're talking about today, but we're talking about this perchatiyah of the tsar of Klal Yisrael. Everybody comes to his level, you can take on a certain amount. Not everybody's able to handle too much. But, just, we have now, unfortunately, all these people in captivity. You know, when you see the pictures of them, it helps. You know, here a number, 150, 200. You see a picture, or if you meet the family of one of them, it's a real thing. It's real, unbelievable suffering. It's hard to imagine. I have a friend of mine who happens to be the one who gave me the sefer. He's a grandson of Rav Volder. And he told me that he lives in the Bay Yaakov, Yerushalayim. And there's one couple there, they're not from, or they weren't from at least, the mother's from Ukraine, the father's old, like a Russian type of family. The daughter, the soldier, she was one of the people in captivity over there. So he met them, they wanted to speak to one of the tzaddikim, Yerushalayim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbanovitz. So he set up the meeting, and this person, his grandson, Eliezer Volby, has a yeshiva. He said, you know, on the way back, come to the yeshiva, we're going to send some extra tilim, and Lamaita formed a kesher with them. He told me that the mother started being shomer Shabbos and the father started putting on tefillin. And Mitzchazik and Yiddishkeit, they came in the kesher. But he said, aside from what he's doing for them, the father, I guess he's davening Shabbos in the yeshiva, it changed around the whole yeshiva. When you daven together with a person, you know this person is going through a terrible tsar, so you want to do more to help them out. It's something, when you feel pechush, it's something real, it affects more. So that's what I'm saying. Oh, Shem, you don't have anybody local. We're not going to import somebody just for this purpose. But use our koich hatzir, we're saying, the koich of our imagination or mental picture of these people in captivity. We also have all the parents that have children in the army, also in the front lines. It's also a very, very hard thing. You're disconnected completely, not knowing what's going on. Yeah, everything is done for the right reasons, but that's what it is. A lot of sad. Still many thousands of people that are still not back in their homes yet. All these things are things that Hashem wants us to feel. Everyone according to your papers, don't overdo it, you know. But at least a little bit, use it as a way to mechazek our tefillahs. Reino v'anyeinu, see the hardship we're going through. Reino v'anyeinu v'l'shleinu. Get past the situation. That's what Hashem wants. So as we spoke about today, there's a wrong, bad perchadimion which makes something which is not real to be real. People running after things that has no value for themselves, thinking that it will make their life better or just ruin their lives. And we have our perchadimion to get a clear mental picture of the realities that we base ourselves on. One of the things that happened many years ago, Matan Torah, the Beis HaMikdash, making more real to ourselves. And we end up saying another point, which is not looking at our general topic, but in the day, to our personal avodah. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to turn to Him and daven from the depths of our hearts, not just, my wife says they say it too quickly, so I guess she's right. So say it a little louder and say every word. Think about it. We have brothers out there, sisters out there. We have brothers out there. We have brothers out there. We have brothers out there.